sin. And Prabhupada always, generally, he used to speak to the Christians on this point. Even your own commandment, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing cow? Cow is your mother. Father is, the bull is the father, he's plowing the field. Why you want to give that mother who gives you milk? And they have no answer. But probably, one time they said, Swamiji, that's okay, but can we go on to more higher things? You know, we're actually religious men. You're in the religious order, we're in religious order. Can't we go on to further spiritual topics rather than, you know, killing cows and protection? And Prabhupada said, no. I can't go on further. He said, if you do not understand this basic principle that it is sinful for you to kill cows, you will never, never understand spiritual life and God. Impossible. He was even speaking to one cardinal. And the cardinal said, oh, so you think that eating cow is a sin? And Prabhupada looked at him and said, yes. He just stared straight at the cardinal, yes. So, therefore education is required. We have to educate. That's why here you have to have brahmanas, you have your kshatriyas, and the brahmanas, they'll instruct the kshatriyas how to govern. No slaughterhouses in the kingdom. The brahmanas should tell the kshatriyas, no slaughterhouses in the kingdom. Okay. And Prabhupada mentions, Maharaj Parikshit, kshatriya, the grandson of Maharaj Yudhisthira, while touring his vast kingdom, he saw a black man attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or an executive head protect the lives of poor animals or unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are the animals of a country citizens also? Are not the animals of a country citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered in organized slaughterhouses? Are these the signs of equality, fraternity, and non-violence? So here was the example of Parikshit Maharaj, king. He saw that black man was killing, immediately pulled out his sword. He wasn't going to hesitate to kill him. If you did that nowadays, you'd probably be... They reverse the situation. Why did you kill that poor black man? You should be killed for that. So the Brahmins are there to educate the Kshatriyas on how they should govern. So, yeah, slaughterhouses all over the world being maintained by governments, and then they're wondering why there are so many problems in the world. And Prabhupada said this affects everything. He said that goes up into the atmosphere. It actually pollutes the atmosphere with that sinful life. Then it causes all kinds of calamities. He said anywhere there is irresponsible behavior, where the cows are meant to be protected, and they're not protected, then that becomes sinful. That pollutes the atmosphere. He said, in the courts of law, where the judge is there, he's supposed to be representative of the Lord, and there's supposed to be fair judgment goes on. He said, because nowadays it just depends on the lawyer you've got, how many good lies you can tell. Generally, that's how you win your case. Prabhupada said, because of that, you know, that's just a part of the lawyer field now. You have to tell lies. But Prabhupada said, because of that, they're in responsible positions, and the courthouse is a responsible place for governing, for making laws, and judging the criminals and the correct behavior. He said, because that's an authorized place of the government, he said, when they tell lies in the courts, he said, that pollutes the whole atmosphere. And then they're crying, why are there the ozone and things like that, why everything is becoming polluted, why there is this, yesterday we were seeing all the problems. So these subtle things are attributing to all these, the killing of cows, the telling of lies in the courts. But they don't know this, people are uneducated. So this will be another one of our features here at on this project. We'll have to demonstrate this and educate people when they come to see this project on what actually how to solve the problems of the world by dealing with these subtle things that are very, very sinful in the world. Animal killing is very, very sinful. This is causing great pollution in the world. It pollutes the whole atmosphere. The whole consciousness becomes polluted. The consciousness is polluted. Then you can do anything. So these things that we have to practice here. What is real humanity? You've got to demonstrate. You've got to demonstrate how the animals are citizens of this place and show how that you love them. We are all creatures of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita, it said that the Lord Himself is the seed-giving father of material nature. And material nature is the mother of all living beings in all shapes. Thus, Mother Material Nature has enough foodstuffs, both for animals and for men, by the grace of the Almighty Father, Sri Krishna. The human being is the elder brother of all other living entities. He is endowed with intelligence, more powerful than animals, for realizing the course of nature and the indications of the Almighty Father. So this is the purpose of human life, because we have a higher developed intelligence than the animals. So we have to use that intelligence to instruct the administrators of the world of the real situation. The scientists, there are some genuine concerns about, but they're saying, they're talking of material nature, it's material nature. So Prabhupada said, when you're saying nature, nature, the next question is, whose nature? He said, but you're not asking that. Whose nature? We're saying nature, yes, nature, nature, mother nature. But whose nature? So then it's God's nature, it's Krishna's nature. So if it's God's nature, then why don't we follow His instructions how to utilize His nature? He's your authority. He's the husband. He's your authority on. So why not listen to the authority on how to use Mother Nature? So this is something else we have to do on this project. When guests are coming, then we can also educate them on how Krishna teaches us how we should live, how we should utilize material nature, how we should depend on Mother Nature, on the cows, under His direction. Then there will be abundance of everything. So when we forget to worship Krishna, who is Jagannatha, we were hearing yesterday, He is the supreme Jagna. When we forget Him, then there is no fruits. But when we serve Him, that is Jagna. When we respect and worship Him, then we get the results of that sacrifice in the form of the fruits and milk and everything. Otherwise, Mother Nature She withholds. Prabhupada says she withholds from the earth. She doesn't produce. If she's being abused, she will hold within herself. But if she's glorified properly, then she will give, so much. However much we need, she will give. Like Mother Nature, this is Durga Devi. We're just celebrating Durga Devi in Durga Puja in Calcutta. It's a very big celebration there. So, in the Brahma Samhita, there's a description of the Durga Devi. The original Durga Devi is in the spiritual, and she reflects into the material world as the material Durga Devi. So, in this Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki. She reflects in the material world as Durga Devi. Or Mother Nature. And she is, Prabhupada says she has the thankless task of keeping all the living entities bound up in the material world. It's a thankless task because she's actually a great devotee of Krishna. But she's got this responsibility of keeping the living entities bound up by punishing them for their neglecting the laws of God. When they neglect the laws of God, she gives them punishment. And when they observe the laws of God, she gives them fruits of their work. So she is constantly there with that tree shawl. That tree shawl represents Adi Devik, Adi Baltik, Adi Abmik, miseries. So this is her business. She's constantly jabbing. At any one given time, you're suffering from one, two, or three of these situations. She's giving you a jab. One, two, or three at a time. But you're never free from these jabbings of Durga Devi. Nice environment here. We're hearing Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting, the greatest things we can be doing. But I'm speaking too long, and after a little while, you can't even sit for a few minutes. You're uncomfortable, right? This is the nature of Durga Devi. You can't be happy in this material world. You can't even sit down and listen to a Bhagavatam class yet. Fidgeting. Sure, you can't stay in one place too long. So she is constantly giving trouble. But it says that when a person takes to the service of Krishna, she becomes the very agent to deliver him. Because she's the mother of the devatas. The devatas all have their influence on the living entities. But when the person becomes a devotee of Krishna, then she says to the demigods, because she's the mother, she clears them all out. Hey, he's going back to Godhead. She tells all the demigods, help him go back. Okay, he's going back to Godhead. You should all help him. So she becomes the cause of the deliverance for the devotee. So this is actually how you worship Durga Devi, by worshipping Krishna, becoming a devotee of Krishna. And she's so happy that she doesn't have to give any more punishment for the devotees. So she sees he's going back to Godhead very, very quickly. Otherwise, she's constantly going to give you jabs simply to wake us up. It's not actually punishment, it's to wake us up to our constitutional position. So we can demonstrate that here also, that we're following the laws of God on this, and we will see how much abundance will come. And then we can show people, look how much milk we're getting every day from our cows. Look at what we're producing in our fields. Look at the fruit trees here. Look how happy the people. We can demonstrate this. Why? Because Mother is giving. We are following the laws of the Father. We're following the orders of the Supreme Lord. And so abundance is being supplied here. So, very nice purport, all about this project. And Prabhupada's asking about I guess about 15 questions about, you know, why they're killing cows, why they're doing this. When. So it's, we related it to the project here and how the managers can take up all these questions and answer all these questions for Prabhupada and make the perfect example here. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Nay. Any comment, question? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you are talking about fraternity and you are mentioning that if you are serving the father, then he's my father, he's your father, so we are brothers. That logic is very sound. However, we do see, even among practicing devotees, aspiring devotees, that we are all worshipping the same Lord, chanting the same names, worshipping the same deities. Why doesn't it just usher into a natural form of brotherhood among in the Vaishnava community? Why doesn't it usher into a, why doesn't it turn into a natural sense of brotherhood and love and care for each other when we all are focusing and worshipping the same person up there? It should automatically lead to this, but it seems that it doesn't happen automatically. The question is, why doesn't it happen automatically, and why do we need something more than just worshipping him to bring about that feeling of brotherhood?
It's not only worshipping him, but it's seeing him everything in relation to him. So then when we're dealing with someone, the person who's, we're relating him to Krishna, he's Krishna's servant. This is how we're seeing and dealing with another person. If we see the form is the form is a medium to express our devotional service with other devotees. But if we see the form as being prominent as these good qualities, these bad qualities, these defects, these. But we don't see that. We have them, we have so many defects, but we don't see it when we're dealing with a person. We see the how he's related to Krishna is in his heart, he's in the heart, he's a servant of Krishna. That's who we're dealing with.
It would take a lot of maturity and purification before we can really start seeing other practicing devotees as that. It would take a lot of time. It won't happen so easily also. One has to be really trained and sufficiently advanced to start seeing him as a spirit soul, servant of Krishna. It's not a platform of neophytes at all. It requires a really advanced devotee to do that. So that's why we see the advanced devotees do behave very beautifully with each other, but the lesser devotees would have difficulties with each other also.
No, it doesn't. It's part of the philosophy. Realization is another thing. When you're realizing the spirit, you're realizing the Paramatma, that's another thing. Then everything is automatic. You're actually feeling that loving nature of the Lord, the loving nature of the living. That is automatic. But we may not have that, but at least we base now on the philosophy. We're applying all the philosophy in our lifestyle, otherwise the philosophy doesn't happen. We put it into practice, it happens. So we see on that, we have to see on that platform. I'm dealing with this other devotee as a servant of Krishna. I'm not going to let anything else get in the way of that. He may have a bad character, he may have done so many bad things. I'm not going to see that, I'm just going to see. Who I'm dealing with is a Krishna servant. That's who I'm dealing with. I just don't see the other thing. Well, that you can do with practice. It's not so difficult. Like anything now, it's philosophy, a little bit of practice.